Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
And we welcome you back into the program and welcoming in Dr. James Nunnery from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, one of the guest speakers at the April 24th panel discussion that's coming up on advanced care planning. Dr. Nunnery, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here along with us today. And this is kind of a partnership with Alive Hospice and the Medical Center and others, and our very own Bart Walker is going to play a part in it, I hear.
That's right. Bart's going to be the moderator for this panel discussion. It's part of the GIFT initiative, which is part of a an educational effort to try to educate folks about advanced care planning, and it's sponsored by a grant from Humana with Alive Hospice, and so we're part of that, trying to be a portion of that educational effort.
I guess education is always important in everything. What exactly is the purpose about this education series, this panel on advanced care planning? How can that help folks out there?
Well, it's important that everybody have in their mind and have discussions with their family so that their families know what kind of things they want to be done as far as health care is concerned if they can no longer speak for themselves. And we're all going to come to the point where we can't speak for ourselves, or at least most of us will. And so in an effort to make sure that our families understand what we would want if we can no longer speak for ourselves, advanced care planning is a way to do that. It's about the conversation that you have with your family about if such and such happens, this is what I would want, or this is what I would not want. Would I want to be on a ventilator for a long period of time? Mm-hmm. Would I want to have mechanical life support? Those kinds of things that people have certain wishes. It doesn't really matter what you want. It's so that people know what you do want or what you don't want. And an advanced directive or advanced care planning is a way to get that information to your family. Those things should be done when you're healthy, and instead of waiting until we're very sick, mm-hmm. or at the end of our life, when we may not be able to make decisions in a rational, thoughtful, careful manner.
It'd be an uncomfortable conversation to initiate, though, one would think.
Well, it is, but we talk about a lot of things that are uncomfortable.
Sure.
I think that part of the effort here is to try to make that not quite so uncomfortable, to know that everybody's going to be in that same boat. We polls or surveys have shown that about 75% to 80% of us want, when we die, to die at home with our family surrounding us and with the things that we have valued over a course of time. But the fact of the matter is that about half of us die in the hospital, and half of those folks die in the ICU. And that's not what everybody wants. But only about 25% to 30% of folks have let their families know what they want. And so it's an effort to try to unload the guilt, the anxiety about talking about this kind of issue.
Dr. James Nunnery is joining us here to talk about an upcoming panel discussion that will take place on April the 24th. It's at 7 p.m. at the Center for the Arts on West College Street here in Murfreesboro. 7 p.m. coming up this next Tuesday, and it's absolutely free, and adults of any age are welcome to attend. And at this, I would assume that conversation starter, how do we begin the process of the family knowing, is a big key component of what will be discussed. One thing that I've always thought, that it has to be very difficult for the family members who have to make the decision without knowing what mom or dad or grandmother or grandfather, what they really desire. It's a stress that with this conversation can be taken away.
That's absolutely correct. You can let your family know what you want, and they can simply honor your wishes.
Now, who will be involved in this panel discussion?
Well, we're going to have a panel with an attorney. John Blankenship is going to be there to answer questions. If you have legal questions about this issue, Jeff Fryer, who is one of the chaplains at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, is going to be there. We're going to have a licensed social worker there, Teresa Quantz, who will be there from a live hospice to answer any questions that might come up as far as social work is concerned, and I'll be there as well.
Well, it sounds like a lot of information. Will there be the opportunity to ask questions, or is it just kind of a discussion of the panel, who's there? How will the evening go?
The evening's going to go. We've got a short video of about 6 or 7 minutes. Then we will have short introductory remarks, and the majority of the time we're going to leave a long time there for questions and answers. And then at the end of the program, the panel's going to stay around. There'll be light refreshments, and we can chat individually if people don't feel comfortable asking questions.
Obviously, as part of putting together advanced directives like this, it involves the legal profession, it involves family, the social worker from a live hospice. A live hospice can obviously help with the emotions that both sides are going to go through. So you're going to get a real complete picture of what it takes to make this happen, I guess, in the family.
I think so. It's a fairly simple process, but trying to get over the hurdles and answering the questions, I think, is valuable. And I hope this will open up some dialogue and we can make this not quite so uncomfortable for people.
That's probably the biggest hurdle, period, in the entire process, is just both sides being comfortable with it.
Absolutely, no question about it.
It's free, so anyone can come. There's no advance registration or anything like that? Or
there is advance registration. Okay. We'd like to know if you're coming. We have limited seating at the Center for the Arts. They can call Faye Knox at 615-896-4663 and make a reservation. We won't turn anybody away as long as there's a seat there if they show up without registering, but we'd like for them to if they could.
That's 896-4663. That's Faye Knox, or you can send an email to fknox@alivehospice.org. I'm sure she checks her email very frequently, so Faye will get back with you there as well. So those are two pieces of information that you will need. We will, of course, podcast this information on our website, and we will also put the email address and phone number there for Faye. Anything else, Dr. Nunnery, that we need to pass along?
No, I think that sometimes we think advanced care planning is for old folks. It's interesting that the laws that govern advanced care planning and all were brought about by court cases that all involved young women like Terry Schiavo, who wound up becoming unable to answer for themselves in their 20s. So this is something we all need to address. We can make those decisions, our families can make those decisions, or we can have the courts make those decisions. And nobody wants the latter.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, this will be a good opportunity. It's not your dinner side chat that you necessarily have, but it is a conversation that needs to happen with family members, and you've got a great panel selected here that will answer the questions, and we're kind of partial to the moderator too, so. Dr. Nunnery, appreciate you being in here today, and we will, of course, have all of this information on our website, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Dr. James Nunnery joining us from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, part of the Gift Initiative Town Hall meeting and panel discussion that is coming up on Tuesday. This Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30 now. It's at the Center for the Arts on College Street. It's free, but you need to RSVP. Just call Faye Knox at 896-4663 or send an email to Faye at fknox@alivehospice.org. We'll be right back after a check of the news with Ron Jordan with more conversation here on Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS.
WGNS.
FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.